Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Angie Martinez in Real Life Podcast.
So I am at this stunning office.
Thank you.
The stunning office of Kim Kardashian. It's not just Kim, right? It's Skims. It's all of your businesses here.
It's not really our main Skims office, but it's everything I do. So it's my skin office. Mm-hmm. I just rebranded my beauty brand with my skincare, with the makeup.
So nice. The table's beautiful. The chairs are lovely.
It looks like my house.
It does, right?
It's like all like monochromatic. Like when I post pictures of my house, they're like, wow, this is so minimal and crazy.
Or they're like...
Or they get it.
Yeah.
But I love it. I just like...
I get it for you. When I came in, I felt immediately peaceful.
Yeah.
And I realized like for your life and as crazy as your life is, this you must need this. Like you must need peace at any way you can get it.
And when I walk in and I see just a calm, peaceful like workspace, mm-hmm. living space.
The people who work here are all color coordinated.
Yeah.
Is that intentional?
Absolutely. I have
Stop.
Uniforms.
Is there really a uniform? Stop.
Well, it's not like, hey, this is like your uniform. Mm-hmm. It's just color palettes.
Is this like a handbook though? Is this
I have a handbook.
You
yeah.
Too.
Yeah. Grays, heather gray, black, navy, white, cream, khaki. I mean, we can stick with all neutrals and like not a lot of color blocking. Like my house is so zen. So I asked how everyone felt about it. And everyone actually said that would make our life so easy.
Mm.
And once everyone was on board and thought it would be easier for them,
you were
I was
yes.
like, yes, let's do this.
It's so good. It really is a feeling.
I should
it
have
really-
like a free dress day on
Friday.
Their birthdays or something.
Yes.
A free dress
No, you'll
Friday.
Hate it because somebody will wear something wild
know,
and it will irritate
know,
you the whole day. You don't want to do it.
I'll be prepared mentally.
First of all, Kim, thank you for... doing this today.
Of course.
It was such like I was coming to LA. I've shot here before. And it's funny because this podcast, actually, my first episode was with Lauren London and sharing her story and how
I
she's
love
gotten.
Her.
Isn't she? Have you met her? Have you spent time
oh,
with
yeah,
her?
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
yeah.
You know Lauren.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. She's done a lot of work on herself, but she's managed to get through this type of trauma. And she just opened up this podcast in a way that was so truthful and so honest that it just like set the tone off for me and the types of conversations mm-hmm. I wanted to have. Because after you talk about the realest shit ever,
yeah,
it's very hard to go back to conversations about.
What are you wearing?
Exactly.
What is your staff wearing?
Exactly. Yeah. No, I'm interested in what your staff wears. But you know what I'm saying. Like, yeah. I'm so interested in having like realer conversations about just our real lives. And what I'm like most interested in you about is... You seem to have navigated because you have a very complicated life
yeah.
that is so big. It's so big. And everybody has so many opinions about it.
Yeah.
And you're constantly the topic of conversation, which brings so much energy to you.
Yeah.
You just, there's so much energy around you. And I'm just fascinated how you manage it.
Yeah.
And do you manage it well? And how? And what are the keys? And
I do manage it well. Mm-hmm. When I'm going through something, I take a minute and I'm just like, but because so much happens all the time, mm-hmm. sometimes I don't have all, I can't put all my energy into that. Mm-hmm. If something is happening to me, I will make sure that I deal with that. Whether it's like a situation that I need to just like dig deeper in myself to figure out why this is happening, or situations that have happened and I felt like I needed to go to therapy. I personally don't have a therapist and I'm not the biggest therapy person, but mm-hmm. I'm not opposed to it if I feel like I need it at that moment.
Yeah.
So I'll take care of myself and I'll make sure that I take a beat. But I do manage it well. Mm-hmm. And I think that I am probably the most calm person mentally, mm-hmm. emotionally.
You have to be.
And I think that, like, if anyone can handle things that have come my way, it's definitely me. Doesn't mean that it's not hard and doesn't mean that I don't feel it. Opinions, and when I see a lot of stuff sometimes, that kind of stuff gets to me. And I wish I was a bit stronger at that. But I do manage it well. Mm.
You do manage. No. You have to manage it well, because people would quit. People would have breakdowns. The amount of energy that you carry around you all the time, I don't think the average person could withstand in a healthy way.
And I've said that to mm-hmm. like family members mm-hmm. after like some shit's gone down. I was like, you guys, thank God this happened to me, because if this happened to you, you'd be fucked up for the rest of your life. Mm. Like, I truly believe that, and mm-hmm. I don't know why I was given that ability.
Yeah, what is
to
that?
Take it. I don't know. I really don't know. Sometimes, I mean, I joke with them and I'm like, you guys, I'm like a robot.
Are you like a robot? Is robot that what we're going to learn on IRL today, that Kim Kardashian is a robot? No way.
Because sometimes I'm just like, I don't know why I can handle this.
I saw you were in Miami. You looked amazing, by the way.
Thank you. I just
a little strap thing.
Had to get out.
So cute. You were having
fun.
Had
to be out the house.
And I saw Serena, who I know you're friends with, post some pictures. And so then I went down a rabbit hole and looking at some of the comments.
And that's what I don't do. I don't look at comments. I can't. Like, some people bullshit and they're like, oh my God, I don't look at it. Like, I actually don't.
Yeah.
And then if I do, that's the time where I'll like spiral for a minute. And then I'll just say, like, I actually can't.
Like, it's too much.
Yeah.
But what I think it is, part of it is, because I'm like, everybody's so mean. Like, what is that? There's like a thing about you that people don't think you're like human. It's like you're, because your brand, your family, it's like you've become this like thing. And there's no understanding that, like, this is like a woman. This is a woman at the other end of that energy.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you say to that, to people? Or do you even give it any energy in your life? Or do you?
That I actually don't. Mm-hmm. And I actually don't care.
Really?
That kind of stuff, I genuinely, I mean, I think it's like fascinating that there is a lot of negative hate and energy towards my family. Mm. Because we all really like mind our own business. We're all, you know, just obsessed with each other and just, we're like a super, super close family. Mm-hmm. So I don't know where that energy came from or where that started.
You've
from.
Never really tried to like assess it or like, be like,
decode.
What is it or what? Yes.
You know,
no,
but
never.
Yet we definitely are held responsible for a lot of things that even aren't even us.
Yeah.
We take that burden on.
You especially.
I mean, I think Chloe, I think me, I think, you know, I think a lot of us, my mom.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true. I think you a lot. I think you a lot because also because of Kanye. I feel like all that energy comes to you. Do you feel like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I used to really feel that way, you know? And I mean, I feel like I've felt a little bit of separation since I filed for divorce like 2 years ago. So I started to slowly feel that separation. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think that will always follow me. You know,
I think you're so gracious about it. I'll be honest. I think you.
Thank you.
Even when you were attacked, or maybe I don't know if attacked or if you've ever felt attacked or maybe accused of things. You haven't
all the time.
Yeah, all the time. Just recently, actually, again.
All the time.
All the time. You know? Is it a conscious thing to not talk about it or to? I don't know. I feel like, and this could just be my assumption,
yeah,
is that you protect your kids.
I definitely protected him. Mm-hmm. And I still will, mm-hmm, in the eyes of my kids, for my kids. Mm-hmm. So in my home, mm-hmm, my kids don't know anything that goes on the outside world. And I'm holding on by a thread. I know I'm like so close to that not happening, but while it's still that way, I will protect that to the end of the earth as long as I can. Like I will, I mean, my kids, they don't know anything.
How?
So
with social, they're in school, they're on social.
So at school, like some of my best friends are the teachers. So mm-hmm, I know what goes on at recess. I know what goes on at lunchtime. I hear what's being talked about. None of the kids have ever said anything to my kids.
Wow.
Social media. My kids aren't. North has a TikTok account on my phone and my phone only. They're just not on social media. They don't see stuff. I keep, you know, when stuff's going down, like I protect stuff in the house as far as like the TVs and the content that's on.
That feels like it must be a full-time job.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But worth it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, worth it because I think that, of course, I want to disassociate in specific thoughts and things being said because that's not me. But at the same time, in my home, like I could be going through something, but if we're riding to school and they want to listen to their dad's music, no matter what we're going through and no matter what is happening in the world, like I have to have that, you know, smile on my face and blast his music and sing along with my kids and act like nothing's wrong. You know, as soon as I drop them off, I can have a good cry or, you know, text back and do what I got to do. But it's like, I had the best dad. I don't want to get emotional.
No,
it's just been a day for me, but like,
it's been a time.
It has been, mm-hmm, you know, it's hard. Shit is like co-parenting. It's really fucking hard, mm-hmm, you know? And like,
you're not co-parenting with just anyone.
Yeah.
For the quietest, easiest.
But I had the best dad, mm-hmm, and I had the best memories and the greatest experience. And that's all I want for my kids. As long as they can have that, mm-hmm, that's what I would want for them, you know? So like, if they don't know things that are being said or what's happening in the world, like, why would I ever bring that energy to them? Mm-hmm. You know, that's like heavy grown-up shit that they're not ready to like deal with,
yeah,
you know? And when they are, we'll have those conversations. But like, and I'll be so prepared. But until then, I'll do anything,
yeah,
to like keep their life as normal as possible, mm-hmm, you know?
They don't have a normal, this is like,
oh. But they're so normal. Like they really, really are. Like they're super like super creative and super special. Mm. But as far as just like socially, they're super normal. And I love that for them. Mm. And that's why like, you know, I love just all their friends. Like everyone, they just have the best crew.
The TikTok is so good.
Oh my God. It's so good. Embarrassing. The things you'll do for your kids.
Of course.
If I will do TikTok dances with Nora.
You always said you're not a good dancer. You've always said that.
Here's the thing. Well, I'm not like a great dancer.
You
have
said
rhythm.
Okay.
I hate to dance. Right. It's just not my thing. It's like so not my thing.
You would never get on TikTok by yourself dancing.
Not in a billion years. Yeah. I would never get on TikTok.
I saw a thread the other day about people saying that North runs you.
She does, though.
No, she doesn't.
A little bit. Stop. But when I get, when it's serious and she knows, mm-hmm, she knows when I'm being serious. Mm-hmm. But I just let her, you know, like the other day we're just in the car and she puts on these beats with no like words or lyrics. Mm-hmm. And she just sits in the car. She could for hours just raps like over the beats.
No.
Like, and just, so I press record on my phone just so that like one day she'll hear it and it'll be so cute. I'm like a memory documenter. I like to keep everything. And so that's just like our fun times. It's just driving around and she loves to blast music and just like freestyle. It's so.
Is she gonna be like a rapper? Like, what is she? You don't know. She's gonna be fashion. Like, what do you see? What are you? What is your dream for your kids? I know you want them to be happy and do what they love, but like.
No, but that's it. Like, just be happy. Mm-hmm. I just truly want them to be happy in what they do, mm-hmm. and I have very, very happy babies. Like, they are so such good kids.
And so cute.
And so happy and kind, and. They are probably my biggest reality check. I mean, my morning madness in the morning to get four babies ready for school is insanity.
Is that every day? Yeah. Do you have help? You have help. No?
I do have help in the morning. I have one person to help me in the morning with the two little ones mainly. And I get up really early to work out before everyone wakes up. And I always leave a note. Like, there's always a baby in my bed. So I'll leave a note, like, I'm in the gym. If you wake up, you know, otherwise, as soon as I get in, I wake everybody up. And then it's like a mad rush out to get ready and do hair and, you know, the whole thing. So,
they're so
I wouldn't
cute,
have it
Kim.
Any other way.
Isn't it crazy how as like women, like I could sit here and ask you, oh, the things that you've been through in your divorce or whatever. And you're like answering me just fine. But the second we talk about our kids.
Yeah.
It's a different type of like.
Yeah.
It just hits different how we want to protect them.
It always
how we
will.
Want to, you know, the thought of them having to deal with something that's challenging or hurtful or.
And you asked me about like the grace. Mm-hmm. One day my kids will thank me mm-hmm. for not sitting here and like bashing their dad when I could, mm-hmm. you know, like, of course, all the crazy shit that's, you know, not just me, it kills me for my family. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, I can handle it. But like, they'll thank me. Mm-hmm. And I'll privately answer anything that they want to know. Mm-hmm. But it's not my place anymore to really like jump in. And sometimes, obviously, I have to. But then sometimes I'm like, wait a minute. I posted something in support of the Jewish community, or like even with the Balenciaga thing, it was like everyone was like, why aren't you speaking out? Why aren't you speaking out? And I'm like, wait, I'm not in this campaign. I don't know what's happening. Let me like take a minute to research this. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as I saw what everyone was seeing on the internet and the reality of the situation, I completely spoke out and gave my thoughts on child porn and completely denounced it. Mm-hmm. But because I didn't say, fuck you, Balenciaga, that's it. People got mad at that. So it's like, they're mad if I don't speak out. They're mad if I do speak out. And if I don't cancel, mm-hmm. they're just mad that if you don't cancel someone in today's society, then it's just like, I know people talk about cancel culture and how crazy it is,
yeah.
But it's still happening. And so it's never been my place.
Yeah.
The whole point of life is to make mistakes, is to grow and to evolve and mm-hmm. to be better people. Obviously there is absolutely no place or an ounce to even play with anything with children, mm-hmm. like any sexualization of children. There's like not an ounce of that should be in our brains and in our society. Mm-hmm. I get that. I couldn't have been more clear on this is horrifying. This is disturbing. I mean, but unless they heard what they wanted to hear is like, fuck you, you're canceled.
Don't you feel like though, isn't there a part of you that feels like no matter what you say, or no matter what you said, that there's just there will be people who have a problem with whatever version of.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Response you have to a Balenciaga or to something, you know, Kanye might say, or don't you feel like you can't win or...
Totally. Yeah. You definitely can't win.
Yeah.
No matter what, you can't win. But I'll still be me.
Yeah.
I just think that my... This week was just really testing for me. Just because I'm in so much other shit that's not my shit. Mm. And that is like... I just... You know when you just don't want to be a part of the narrative, but you're brought in?
Yeah.
But then I have to take responsibility and say, okay, people look at me as the face of this. So let me speak out. Mm-hmm. I just always want to do the right thing. And you always have to just do what feels right. Mm-hmm. And you just can't take on all that extra energy.
Mm-hmm. Is there trauma in that? Because I think for you, do you wake up every morning and be like, what shit could hit me today? Or what shit could hit my family today? There's got to be like trauma in that. Like, that you have that feeling every day, or do you not have that feeling every day?
You can't live like that.
You can't.
I mean, yes. There's obviously, you know, maybe certain times or, you know, when I was in a relationship before and you definitely wake up and be like, what are we going to hear today? What are we going to hear today? Stuff like that. But I mean, as far as like the family as a whole, like, thank God we just have each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank God. You know,
because
that's how we, I mean, that's just like together. We've been having like family meetings just over dinners and just really talking about like life and what makes us happy. And so I think just coming together, mm-hmm. the closer we are, the more we can tune it all out. Mm-hmm. And just, we have these deep conversations about what's going on in the world, and it's a really different time, mm-hmm. you know, and it's really scary.
For sure. For everyone.
But you just always have to do you. You always have to stay focused, mm-hmm. and you always just have to live your authentic life,
yeah.
and not worry about all these opinions.
You know what I wonder for you is like, because you've been in this for so long and have been just subject to opinion for so many years. I was thinking today and wondering if ever... You know, you brush off some criticism as hate and stuff, but ever if there's been any criticism where you felt like that's fair, or if you've had to like self-correct something
totally
based on reaction
yeah.
to you or your whatever, just I don't yeah. know.
So See, that's what I'm like actually really good at, is taking the criticism. Like if people were just real and not hateful and just be like, you know what, I really don't like this and I think that you should do this. Mm-hmm. I'm so open to those suggestions. Mm-hmm. I mean, like even when I was starting Skims, I didn't realize that our name that was Kimono was going to be appropriating. Mm-hmm. And right away, it wasn't even an option. Like, let's change this. Mm-hmm. This is making a lot of noise and I didn't see it and the whole team didn't see it. And that happens sometimes, but let's do the right thing. And we did. So I'm open to that.
Yeah. What about when people were reacted so strongly to the you telling people to work their ass off? Was that a similar type of moment for you? Like, did that affect you in a way where...
I hear you. Like, I hear you, you know, and when people were expressing how they felt, it was, that was a weird one because so many people were like, absolutely.
Yeah.
I
didn't understand why everybody was so mad. I actually had with my producer, Brittany, we were talking about it. She's 20 something. I was like, really? The why are people just mad? And so she was like, we were talking about the fact that maybe some people are, you know, they look at you as being privileged.
Totally.
And maybe that has to do with who we, is that what you received from it? Like, what did you receive from
it? I received that also. So the context in that was I had just been doing interviews for the last few weeks on people to work in my office. Mm-hmm. And everyone had all of these, you know, well, I only want these hours. I want Fridays off. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. Oh, I'll only do this. And I was just like, I come from a time when we just grinded. And everyone that I'm super close with that has built our businesses together, we would just kind of do anything, any job, like get it all together, even if it wasn't our job.
Yeah.
And we'd ask for something, we just get it done.
Yeah.
And we would just, you know, and also coming from like that workaholic mindset, I think I just came off of all those interviews being like, damn, like no one really wants to work. Everyone has all these like, God, I'm blanking on the word, but everyone had all these like provisions of what they wanted in their job.
Right.
And I just never would have come into a job interview like that.
Yeah.
That was different for me, you know, and like this younger generation. But I think people also took it like it was coming out of COVID. A lot of people that really wanted to work didn't have the opportunities to work and might not have had the opportunities that I have had. Mm-hmm. And so I saw that and I was really mindful of that, that like sometimes people do really want to work their ass off. And they're not given those opportunities and they're not in the position to do that, even if they really want to. So I saw that and I'm super, super sensitive to that. And if I say something, like I just wasn't generalizing it for a bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
It was just my specific experience.
Yeah. I had a similar one. I just posted recently on Twitter because I was looking, we were looking to hire somebody like at an entry level to help us with the podcast and stuff. And so I was like, we're all that, like back in the day, we had interns. I interned for years for radio. And I was like, where are the interns?
Yeah.
And the response I got was nuts. People were like, that's like, we don't do that anymore. No work, the work for free doesn't it? Like people were angry. And I was like, I was trying to give somebody an opportunity. It was I was looking for a paid intern and not even a paid intern. It was more like an entry level kind of gig, but I was just looking for young, hungry people who wanted to learn something. And, but the times are different. And so that was education for me. I was like, I get it. And actually they're right. People shouldn't, cause I'm sure they're, people have been abused in those type of situations.
Totally.
And so I got it, but I come,
but that's what I was talking
about. But I come from the same thing. I come from working my ass off and till I passed out. And, you know, so I understood how that happened for you. And I was wondered what you got from it.
It opened my eyes.
It did.
To that.
Huh.
Yeah. No, it really did. I just always try to, like, I think also no matter what phase, no matter what stage I'm at in my life, I'm never too above or never too good to want to learn something new and to not, I never want to stop evolving. I never want to stop growing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not that type that thinks I know everything,
you know,
but I'm also not one of those people that is like, oh my God, I wish I wasn't famous. Being a celebrity is so hard. Obviously, more money, more problems, like all of that. Yes. You know, and my mom lives with that guilt a lot. You know, like, God, if I hadn't have really, like, encouraged everyone, maybe we wouldn't have, like, some of these hardships that come in our lives. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, Mom, this is what our journey is. This is like for us to elevate to the next level. Like we have to go through these things in life in order to be able to grow and evolve and get to the next level. Like this is what our journey is supposed to be, these hard things. What would life be if nothing was?
Mm-hmm. You kind of enjoy the challenge of it, I think, too.
Maybe not when I'm in it, but I'm proud that I made it through.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm proud that I learn my lesson from every single thing that I go through.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so not oblivious to what's happening when it's happening. And that is, I think, such an important place to get to, even if I'm like, even if it's a smaller thing, I'm like, okay,
this is going to teach me this. It's interesting your mom has guilt for that. It's interesting. Is there ever a time where you do feel like you could? I know you don't. I know you're not the woe is me, I'm famous, I don't want to be famous. But like, because you can't even, can you go to the supermarket? You can't go to the supermarket. You can't go to, can you go anywhere? Do you ever miss any normal life activities?
Absolutely.
Like what?
I mean, I really missed going to like CVS and stuff. Like that was my like.
I saw you go to CVS with David Letterman.
Yes.
That was the first time in how long?
In a long time. Mm-hmm. But I'm also like.
I went to CVS today. It was really not that great.
I just love going up the aisles.
It was okay.
Target, Walmart, like all those. A grocery store.
Couldn't you do like, I know Beyonce does. Beyonce has said she's put disguise on to go bicycle on a bike in Central Park. Have you ever tried?
Mm-mm.
No.
I mean, I think it's like, because then you need security because you need that, you know, it's like, it's fine.
You're okay.
I'm fine. You know?
You can have a CVS
totally.
In the back of the office.
I'm fine.
What are you most proud of about yourself? I mean, I'm sure you're proud of your kids, but I mean, about you, like, in terms of your evolution and what you've become and what you've built.
I'm most proud that I've gotten to a place in my life where it's not all about me. And a lot of my life has been all about me.
Mm.
And
how so?
Just in helping other people, mm-hmm. and dedicating a lot of my time and energy to helping as many people as I can,
mm-hmm.
just in the prison system and learning a lot. And probably like the challenge of actually going back to school. I never was like a school girl. I never really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
So the challenge of like going back and having to study. I mean, I do like 20 hours a week. Plus, you know, every single day I take one day a week off and, you know, I have like about a year and a half.
What are you working on now? Like, what are the cases? Because you're doing, as you're studying and getting your.
So I work on cases at the same time.
Yeah.
I will be working on, I mean, the Julius Jones case in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
He was granted a stay of execution, but he still is now in prison, life without parole. So that'll be something that we'll work on until we get him out, mm-hmm. and continue to fight for him.
Mm-hmm.
Working on C Murder's case, mm-hmm. constantly.
For a long time you've been on that case, right?
Yeah.
What do you do exactly? Like, what are you trying to do?
Well, we're trying to get him out.
Yeah.
But everything is different. Every situation is different. Mm-hmm. And I do everything privately first. That's my strategy. So if I have to get to the governor and the attorneys, I will work privately until it doesn't work anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And we really have to get loud. And even when I get loud and I mention people, a lot of the times we have communicated first before.
Mm-hmm.
So I do like to communicate with whatever, whoever's in power to help make these decisions. And it's lengthy processes. This is something I didn't know at the beginning and thought that everyone just got out when you make the call. And with Alice, I was really naive to how this all worked.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a lot of work that goes behind it. And a lot of the paperwork and the drafts that have to be written. There's so many other cases that I'm working on.
Why are you doing this? I wondered if it had to do with your dad.
I think he would like love it and he would be so proud of me and mm-hmm. so happy for me.
But do you think that that's the motivation for you?
I mean, him and I talked about it, actually. We talked about me going to law school, mm-hmm. and he actually was like, listen, I don't think being an attorney is going to be your thing. and we talked about it, and it's kind of like, It's just more of like a personal challenge. Mm-hmm. I hated how I felt when I went into the White House for the first time and I didn't know half of anything that they were saying. Mm-hmm. Like all of the like clemency talk and all of the like attorney lingo and everything that they were talking about. I literally was sitting there like texting my attorney that was next to me. Like I was to the point where I didn't even know like all of the abbreviations in the White House. So they were like, okay, this person at the DOJ and the, and I was like, what is the DOJ? And my attorney was like, come on, Department of Justice. And like, she kept texting right. me all this stuff, but I was never too embarrassed to ask. Mm-hmm. And I think that sometimes like you go into something and you like, I should know all this stuff. Yeah. And so I just dove into it. And then they kept on inviting me back like to full clemency meetings of how to make the clemency process easier. And I remember having this big meeting in the Roosevelt room and I just was, I had to bring my attorneys with me mm-hmm. and I wanted to be able to be there on my own. And I felt like every time I helped someone, it would always be like, okay, well, talking to the team. Well, okay, what can we do? Mm-hmm. What can you do? I'll just like supervise, but like, what can you do? Cause you're the attorney that can get them out.
Yeah.
And I just feel like I can get more people out if I knew it and I can do it myself. I do all the work.
It's not just a small thing. You know, celebrities, people with that access or privilege decide to, they want to give back in some type of way. So they write a check or they donate a little bit of a time or they support a cause. This amount of effort that you are putting in.
This takes me away from my kids every single day for 3 hours a day. Mm-hmm. You know, it's, I do tests. I had some midterms last week. I'm writing essays. I'm doing.
And then what's the end goal? Do you have vision for it? Like, do you know what, like.
I hope that I can open up a firm that hires formerly incarcerated people. Mm-hmm. I think they know the law so well. Mm-hmm. A lot of the people inside that have had to fight for their lives with no attorney, no access to attorneys, sometimes not a good attorney. Mm-hmm. So I really have a lot of faith and trust that I can open up a firm that just like hires some really smart people that just work on getting people out. This is like a huge reason why I also don't cancel people. Everyone cancels everybody, but everyone cancels these people that like make a bad choice, a horrible choice, mm-hmm. a really crazy choice sometimes. But then
I agree with you. I think there's room for redemption for, I think anybody there's like, I believe in redemption.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Like absolutely. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, I hope that this is, you know, what I just like, I do see like one day just being an attorney and like
that's crazy.
Giving up a little Kim K, you know, I do see that.
That's amazing. I don't know if you could pull it off because you love this. You love this.
I know.
You love all of this. How much does like in real life? So we met. It's amazing how you inspire looks. You wear something. I see. I go out. I see. I saw today, and now I'm in Los Angeles. So I really see the Kim K effect in my hotel lobby. I saw three girls that looked like you.
Yeah.
Their hair was the same color, blonde. They had the same, they wear the same.
See, I kind of dyed my hair blonde because I was like, okay, I want to.
Switch it up?
I want to switch it up.
Okay, but then when you switch it up, there is a whole fashion movement of people that kind of come. Do you love that? Like, is that a thing for you? Like, do you still have that?
I don't really think about it.
You don't?
No.
Really?
I just like do what I like and when I feel like a change and when I feel like, you know, I don't really think about that. I just do like what I want to do and the makeup that I like. And I'm not thinking of like, oh, I have to start a trend.
I just wonder in real life, how much clothing means to you? How many material things? Because that is a criticism.
What's interesting is like it used to mean so much to me. Mm. And it's completely how I valued my importance by the things that I had, the cars that I had. I had to have like, I thought that made me cooler. Mm-hmm. And after I was robbed of all of it in Paris, I didn't know I was needing that lesson, but that lesson was so well received.
Isn't it crazy how the universe will give you exactly what you need, even if you don't understand it in the moment?
Totally. Even if
it, I believe that.
Like shakes you to your core.
Yeah.
Like my bags, my stuff, even the memories of it. Like, I know I have that memory. So I don't really need that object. I have objects. I have it all. And now that, like, when all my jewelry and stuff was taken from me, like, I just truly don't care about stuff like that. Like, I want what feels good. I want, if it's a memory, I'll hold on to that. But if it was taken again, it wouldn't affect me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, things are now just for fun for me.
Mm-hmm.
But the lesson of having it all taken from me really made me understand that, like, all of this stuff doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
And all of this stuff can be taken from you. It doesn't go with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so happy that that all happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, there's fires in Calabasas. And sometimes, you know, we have to pack up our whole house. The first year, go to my shoe and bag closet, pack up everything. Maybe the first two fires.
That's what you were worried about?
That was, I mean, I have all my stuff, letters and all that kind of stuff. Like, I already got rid of that stuff. Mm-hmm. But as far as stuff in the house, go for it. Now, if there's a fire, I'd literally just walk out with my babies. Like, I wouldn't even waste the time. Like,
it doesn't hold the same weight for you, right? But you still love it. You still love pretty things. And,
totally.
Yeah.
But that's... It's like the fun icing on the cake. It's not the cake.
Mm.
I don't need it. And I'm secure and confident in myself to know that I could walk out. I know I have makeup on and all that and stuff. Like, I, even that was like a shield, you know, always having to be made up, always having to look a certain way. No one likes to dress up more than me,
mm-hmm.
but I know I don't need to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I don't freeing. Care what the comments say and all of that. If I were to go out not looking the way that people want me to,
mm-hmm.
that is like, I feel the way that I feel like I'm in my life right now. I feel free. I feel free of things. I feel free of, like, opinions. There's moments. You'll have your moment.
How could you not?
But I'd say in this last year, mm-hmm. this year for me, even I got emotional before talking about Kanye, but that was in relation to, like,
your kids,
my kids, mm-hmm. and my protection. I feel free in the sense that I am not anybody else. I don't hold anyone else's thoughts, opinions, burdens. And I used to hold this guilt that I wasn't there to fix situations, and I wasn't there to put it all back together or to, I'm free.
Mm-hmm. Do you never feel the urge to, like, and I feel like you do sometimes watching your show, and you respond to things when needed.
Yeah.
But, like, and
it's on my mood.
Yeah. Because, I mean, recently he accused you of some things, but he always has accused you of some things and
yeah.
or attached you to people or your family members to yeah. people. And you haven't really said anything about any of that.
Because it's like, if I'm in a petty mood, I'll go back and I'll be like, okay, I have all the receipts, you know? And like, okay, you want to mess with me on this? Like, oh my God, the receipts I have. But then I go back to my babies.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they will see if they'll feel my energy. I'm the one that's at home with them.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
24/7, mm-hmm. And they will feel my energy. And if I have to go and deflect every ridiculous thing that is said about me, even if it's from the person that was the closest to me, that was supposed to protect me, and still will post, I'm your protector and I'm protect whatever. If I go and let the energy in my life to go say, this one's not true and this one's not true and this one's not true. And no, this is not true about my mom. And no, it's like, I go back and forth on that. Sometimes I want to like get so, sometimes I get heated and I'm like, that is so not true. And it like affects a lot of people.
I was going to say that because sometimes it's not just even you and him. Sometimes it could affect other people's families. It could totally. Affect other people's.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, the hardest part of figuring it out. But sometimes you just have to say, this isn't the energy I'm going to let in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to like rise above it and not be in this like I just, for my mental health and my sanity, as long as everyone inside knows what's good,
mm-hmm.
then it's like, but the character, I don't know what the word is, like,
character assassination.
Pretty much. Yeah. The testing of my character to make me look like a bad, like just out of my character mm-hmm. is the one thing that's hard. Because there's already so many people that have that energy that you were saying that like are these haters mm-hmm. of me and the fam anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really hard when there's also people that were once close. Especially for my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why would you even want anyone to think that of your mom, you know, for my kids? That's what's hard for me. Mm-hmm. And then I get really protective over my mom, my, you know.
How would you not? Yeah, I get that.
You know, but I handle it all internally. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I'll speak out internally. I'm not that type to just go back and forth on the internet.
Yeah.
I live my life on a fucking reality show. I'm like, there's social media everywhere. Like, I'm just not the type
yeah.
to say, I mean, the shit that I know and the shit that I've been through.
Oh, I bet.
It's, you know, it's wild. Yeah. And I'm just not the type to be like.
What does that do to your trust? Because how do you like you said, it's somebody supposed to be closest to you. Like you go, and it's not just Kanye. I'm sure people in your life have disappointed you. And
people have betrayed. Actually been so good to me.
Really?
People, I've never had anybody really betray me, but a few exes.
Mm-hmm.
But the people in my life, my friends are the best friends in the entire world.
Mm-hmm.
My sisters, like I have hit the fucking jackpot of friends
mm-hmm.
and family and mm-hmm. my sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I think like karmically, it's just all lessons.
Mm-hmm.
It's just all like I'm okay with it all.
What about love? Where are you mm-hmm. with love? I know things with the last guy with Pete didn't work out, but it was nice to see you. You looked happy for a little while, like you were having fun and light, like you were enjoying dating.
Yeah, I was, and that's what you know. That what it was just so new, and I didn't know what. dating was for so long. You know, I'd been in a relationship for like almost 15 years, you know, 12 years, something like that. And I don't know. There's like a part of me that's like, oh my God, is everyone going to be scared? Cause you know, I don't have the easiest ex. And, you know, I don't think that's fair for me to ever put someone in a situation or bring a new person in that could be super innocent. So there is that side of me that's just like, oh my God. But then there's a side of me that's like, wait, what? Why would I ever have to like live that way? And I just want to, I'm definitely in my fun zone right now. I will say I'm in my fun
Are you phase. Dating?
No.
How do you date even? Like, can you? Like, that's hard. How?
So what sucks is like, so if you, it's just all has to be like at a private house party or a house dinner or like, you know, and then sometimes you're so stuck in your zone working that, you know, Chloe and I were like, we're going to Miami. We're just going to Miami. We're going to go.
You look like, we're just from the photos and the outfits, I was like, oh, they're on one out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, and then you're like, what am I doing? There's no one out here. So what's the point? But here's what I will say.
But the pool for you is very, got to be very small.
It is.
It's somebody that's comfortable standing next to you, comfortable, willing to deal with all the things that comes with being Kim. And, and also somebody that will keep your interest and your.
But my person will be able to handle all of it. And that I do know. And that's what I have faith in. So you believe in that. I believe in God, love. I have faith in all of it. And he will bring me my perfect person that we will. I'm like the biggest hopeless romantic. So I just, I know that. I just know that my person can deal and my person will love it. And same with me and whoever that is.
Do you pray a lot?
I do. Yeah. I mean, I pray every night with my kids, even if I'm, you know, out of town, they have to call me and we say our prayers together over FaceTime. They just like that. They can't go to bed without that.
I love that.
But yeah, I do.
What do you pray for?
Just health and happiness mostly. And calmness sometimes. Sometimes I need a little bit of help in that area.
Yeah, I'm sure. And peace.
Peace. Yeah. But I really do, as much as there's the craziness around me, I do feel at peace.
Good for you.
I do. And I think that is like, I always say calmness is my superpower. It is, but I do have a deep, deep sense of peace. And like I said, like I'm free from all of like the stuff. Like none of that matters. Like I'm free from, I'm at peace.
Kim, that is absolute. I didn't, you know, we talk about superpowers a lot on the podcast. And so I was thinking about yours, but it really has to be calmness, right? Because there's no way you operate this ship without having that superpower.
Like everyone says, the world can be coming to an end and they'll call me and I'll be like, you guys, this is exactly what we're going to do. Sit down. I'm going to handle it. Let me go out there. I'll fix it. Let me fix the world coming to an end.
You might be the savior. You might. There's a lot of bad shit going on in the world right now.
There is. There is. But you just, I mean, like, of course I'll have my moments because I just happen to be having like a rough week. But then like, even how I cried earlier, it's like, I was feeling that because I was emotional on the way here. For other reasons. Let yourself feel that. Like, I'm not going to say cut that. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I was feeling then. And now I can talk about, if I were to talk about the same thing that we just talked about, I would be totally together, you know? So it's like, let yourself go through what you need to go through. Don't always be super calm when you don't, when you're feeling those emotions, but also like control your emotions. I'm really good at controlling my emotions and going through them when I need to, but also.
Yeah, but there's something to learn in that about like, let it go, let it go through you. Go to the
but
next.
Then let it go.
Yeah.
Like I'm not the type of person that'll fight in a relationship and bring up the same thing a million times. When I let it go, I let it go.
Really?
I mean, if they're going to start with me, I definitely didn't forget. I'll tell you. But I'm not on a daily basis, like beating you up about something that we can't change that had we've been through, you know, that's just not who I am. Cause that energy to hold on for me is worse. It's for me, mm. not for you. Mm-hmm. I'm not giving you the easy way out and forgetting it. Not torturing you about it.
Right.
But if you fuck with me, I will bring that out.
That is the one thing I sometimes watch for you. And I'd be like, I wish she would pop a little more shit sometimes. I wish she would be like, fuck you. Or.
But where does it stop?
You're
because
right.
There's so many things to say, fuck you. There's so many things to say. Not true, not true, not true, not true. Fuck out of here. You know, like sometimes I want to do that. And sometimes I'm brought to that point. Mm-hmm. But then I feel like, wait, but then if I speak on this one, then are they going to think all the other ones are not true? Like, mm-hmm. then do I have to, or are true? Mm-hmm. Then do I have to go back and like mm-hmm. bring up every single thing? Because there's so many things. Sometimes I'm the one thing I have been tested so much this year. There has been the wildest shit that I even have, like in conversations and DMs, like completely wild. If like someone will speak out and I'll have the actual receipts. And for me to sit on them has shown, I think this year I've learned like restraint. And I'll put them in my group chats. And my girls will be like, stop, don't. But so there are times when I really want to get out there sometimes. Mm-hmm. But then it just depends on my, like I have to be in like a silly mood just to more talk about dumb headlines.
Yeah.
But I've realized, like, for my soul and my energy, it's not worth it.
Totally get it.
And there's no way I can say, like, sometimes I'd just be like, okay, you know this isn't right, but do you want me to say some other thing? Like, I don't know if I'd be able to stop if I started with how I am, my personality. So I just silence.
Is there any other superpowers that you see in other people that you admire or that you don't have of your own that you feel like, I wish I could be like that person, or I wish I had that thing? Because I admire your calmness. Like,
oh, thank you.
I think I'm a pretty level-headed person, mm-hmm. and I tend to be like black and white and strategic and, you know, and thoughtful, but like I don't know that I could deal with the level of energy because I'm also really affected by energy. Mm-hmm. So like if I could be in a good mood and if I go in a room and three people's energy is terrible, it literally will affect me.
Yeah.
Which.
That won't affect me.
In your space, you couldn't live this life if that happened to you because yeah. then every day you're in subject to that.
Yeah.
So that is a superpower that I admire that because I don't think it's just about calmness. I also think it's about you being able to kind of protect your energy from.
Yeah.
Everybody else's.
But I wasn't super. Always like that.
You learned it. You built it.
You know what? I was always calm. Mm-hmm. I would snap sometimes. But I think that there comes a time in your life when you have to choose yourself from your family, from your friends, from the energy around you. And you have to find like what really makes you happy in work, in relationships, in the activities that you do, everything. And once you find what that is and you choose yourself, doesn't mean then you can't then go, you know, get back to everybody else. Mm-hmm. But I always put other people in front of me, always. Mm. And I think like a few years ago, I was like, I'm really going to, this is that moment over my kid, over everybody.
You first.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And once I did, now I can dive deeper into my kids. Now I can dive deeper into my sister bond relationships. Now I can dive deeper into my relationship with my brother and my friends and, you know, my mom. Like you just, I don't know if it's age, I don't know if it's experiences, I don't know what it is, but it's a peaceful place to be.
Good
and
for you.
Nothing will really, of course, there'll be like emergency situations and how to figure out what to do and say and, you know, this Hollywood life or whatever. But like, when you ask me, do I admire like other qualities? Like, no, because if I'm supposed to have those will come to me and those will be the lessons that I'm going to learn. Mm-hmm. I'm like so at peace with like who I am.
Good for you.
Like I really am. And that's why even dating and like relationships, it's like if someone comes into my life that brings good energy, so fun. If someone doesn't, I'm very direct. And I'm like, this just isn't going to work. Mm-hmm. You know, and.
But you're still like a romantic. You're still hopeful and you're still, you didn't let, because the divorce does things. There are women who've been divorced for 10 years that haven't been able to pull themselves out of that kind of what it does to people. They say, I think it's like divorce, death move is like the most traumatic things for people to have to go through.
Yeah. So I'm always hopeful. Like I'm so hopeful that like, and maybe it's like a ridiculous fantasy, but like that I'll find my perfect person. And, and I mean, I don't know if I'll get married again. Mm-hmm. You know, but I'll have my forever like partner.
You know that.
Like, I know that. Yeah. There's going to be like.
He's coming.
He's coming. Absolutely.
I love that
like,
for you.
But I'm just like at peace and I'm going to have fun until that happens.
What do you think moving forward, the next phase for you is like, what is your purpose in the world right now? And how do you want to be remembered? And
I think my next phase, I think it's this like at peace phase. Mm. That I hope lasts forever. And I know that it's in me. And once it's in you, I don't think it'll ever leave. Mm-hmm. I just want to continue to just be a good person and be a kind person. But as far as my purpose, I just hope that like people can realize that like it doesn't matter where you're at in your life or how old you are or, you know, what you thought your career path was going to be. You can really change that at any time you want. And you can really do whatever you want to do. I'd never dreamed in a million years that I would go through with law school. Mm. And if you support yourself, if you surround yourself with people that really support you and like their eyes light up at the idea of helping you and are so all your friends. You should feel that way about your friends. Mm-hmm. Like I look at my friends and I light up when they are doing amazing things. Mm-hmm. And I'm so proud of them and I'm so excited for them.
You're not like a hater friend.
They're absolutely not. And you can't, I don't even have those in my life. Mm-hmm. I do not have one hater friend in my life. I don't have time for it. I don't have room for it.
Did you have to clean out a little bit as you grew?
Yeah, for sure. But like my core has always been, everyone that's been in my life has been there for, I mean, even my newer friends, 10, 15 plus, you know, like, I just think you have to treat people right. You can't really focus on, I mean, even if it comes in sometimes like negativity and just surround yourself with people and you'll get to where you need to go. But I think it's like, I never dreamed that I would go to law school and really do it. I thought about it. I loved it. I was into it. But the fact that I'm doing it, that's why I won't give up because I don't want my kids to give up on something that they really want that end result. Mm-hmm. It's hard. It's really fucking hard. It's really time consuming. I don't have time for it. Mm-hmm. But you make time for what you want. And I want it. And I'm going to do it.
I can't wait to see what you do in that space.
Thank you.
It's been inspiring to watch you build your brand and your business. But I think in that space, it's going to really be interesting to see the work.
Thank you. Thank you. I just want to help people. Like life just.
And when you put it in that perspective, it's hard to like worry about the details of the nuances of the bullshit when you're like really trying to do something powerful and important. And
totally.
Yeah, I get that.
You know, how can I be worried about some stuff like. There's people that are really going through things. Mm-hmm. And if you can, you know, change their lives and help out, like that's all I want to do.
Yeah, Kim. Yeah, Kimmy. And look fly doing it. Yes.
That I will always care about in real life.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.